Buttering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Welcome back to Cazenovia. Phil Nee with you on this Thursday night. Night league action. It's scoreless and we're in the bottom of the second. And here's Monty Jennings standing in. And the pitch is outside for a ball. Dylan Stein, the left-handed pitcher on the mound for Wisconsin Dells here in the second inning. Monty will be followed by Isaac Jennings and Parker Jennings. Trifecta of Jennings. There's the pitch upstairs for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Scoreless ball game here. Good one. Last time we were here, Jazz had the walk-off hit against Wayne. Here's a strike to the batter. Monty is an extra hitter today for the Reds. Tight league action, giving teams the opportunity to put a couple of extras in the lineup to get some swings. The pitch pops foul, out of play. Couple of strikes. There's a good group of youngsters that go after the foul balls here at Cavs. Financial gain. Here's the pitch. And that's going to be ball four. Monty draws a walk, so Cavs has a base runner for the second inning in a row, and that'll bring up Isaac Jennings, shortstop. Isaac with a couple of swings, and he will stand in. Recently got some accolades from the Ridge and Valley Conference and some team awards as well for Weston for having a good year. Soaked up a lot of innings pitched for the Weston Eagles this year. There's the pitch low and a nice snag by the catcher. Buck keeps it in front of him and the runner stays at first base. One ball and no strikes. Jazz in search of its first hit tonight. Runner leads a couple of bases. Here's the pitch by the lefty. It's outside. Ball two. Second batter in a row that he has fallen behind with. This is WRCO FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Home talent baseball, just past 8 o'clock. 2-0 offering is popped high in the air right field. It's hanging up there, drifting toward the out-of-play line. The right fielder over, and he reaches up. Can't make the grab. It lands. It looks like in fair ground. It's going to be a hit. So there's a hit. Monty Jennings goes to second. Isaac Jennings at first. Single is going to be the call, and Parker Jennings will be the batter. That was high, and to me, when it left the bat, I thought there was no way that was going to be fair. I thought it was going to drop foul, but it landed, and the right fielder, Mikalski, ran as far as he could, and it dropped right by the right field line, and it was in play. So the batter at first, batter at second, something brewing here for the Reds, and Parker Jennings will be the batter. Dylan Stein looking for the target from John Buck. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Houston Boland due next for the Cavs Red. Been pretty much dark all day. Lights illuminating the field here today. But we could have turned them on late. Oh, here's a high fly. Well hit, but should be playable. Teasdale to left field. And he's got it. Caught in left field, the runners will stay put as Clayton Teasdale pulls that in and brings it back to the infield. So, one away for Houston Boland. Boland, the catcher, off a knee injury suffered last year around the football season, and he did not bat for the Ithaca Bulldogs this year, but he caught nearly every game. Runners leading at first and second. Runner going second from third to second. And there is a throw to second. Not in time. Everybody is safe. So it's double steal here for the Reds. Running well. And they've got runners at second and third. Both runners took off. And Buck went to look to third. Didn't feel like he had a good shot there. Back to second. Didn't get either one. And now nothing and one on the batter. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball headed up the middle. That's going to score at least one. They got the breaks on the second runner. 1-0 Cavs on an RBI single by Houston Boland. Nice hit. So an RBI single, and Kaz takes a 1-0 lead as Monty Jennings scores. Isaac Jennings goes to third. Boland at first. And Cedric Little Bear will be the batter. Cedric playing at third base tonight. So the Reds, with only one away, a chance to keep it going here tonight. Stein goes back to work. John Buck behind the plate. And now third baseman playing fairly close to the bag. Jennings get a couple of paces off third. Boland off of first. Here's the pitch. Popped up. This could be playable. The catcher is over. First baseman is calling everybody off, and he's got it. Right around the screen on the Reds dugout side. So there are two away now as Little Bear pops out, and that'll bring up Brady McGlynn. Brady, the left fielder today. Lefty against lefty matchup. Runners remain at the corners here for the Reds in the bottom of the second inning. Stein looks in for the target. Here comes the pitch. Check swing at a strike. Nothing in one. Giving a pretty good gap out left center field to the left-handed batter. Playing in full. No one offering. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Huber and Olson. Two next here for the Reds. Two away in the second inning. Bookend runners. Stein is set. 0-2 offering is called a strike, and that'll do it. That is out number three, and the Reds will strand a pair here in the inning. No, they do get a run across on a couple of base hits. No errors and two left on. Dazanovia leads it. 1-0 after two on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Walsh's Ace Hardware is your grilling destination. Walsh's has a grill for just about any situation. From Weber, Napoleon, Traeger, Blackstone, Charbroil, Pit Boss, and Orion, they can help. They always have a buy two, get one free deal on their chips, chunks, and pellets, so be sure to mix and match to try something new. Propane is your choice. They refill and exchange cylinders. Get ready to grill any time of year, courtesy of Walsh's Grilling Department.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Napa Know-How.
Hey, this is John. For 20 years, Napa Auto and Truck Parts has proudly served our community, and we want to say thank you for being part of our journey. This month, we're celebrating with unbeatable specials. Get Shell Rotella T4 motor oil for just $17.20 a gallon, and Mobil Delvac 1300 diesel oil for only $17.99. Hurry into Napa Auto and Truck Parts today and take advantage of these incredible deals. Napa Auto and Truck Parts, thank you for 20 fantastic years in Richland Center. Napa Know-How.
A funeral service plays an important role in our lives. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Funerals help us acknowledge that someone we love has died. It's a time to say goodbye. Funerals provide a support system for us and for our friends and family members and the community. And funerals allow us to reflect on the meaning of life and death. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has helped create meaningful funerals since 1889. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single-origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
Nathan Bauer on the hill for inning number three, and here's the pitch. Ripped to left field down the line, and that ball is going to drop in there for Zach Zamzel, rolling all the way to the left field corner. He'll round first and head to second with a stand-up two-bagger. Good leadoff for Wisconsin Dells in the third. First extra base hit of the day for either team. And that will bring up Luke Makowski, an extra hitter. He is a left-handed batter. And making his way in now. Dying run at second base and nobody out in the third inning for Wisconsin Dells. Bauer, right-handed pitcher for the Reds. Checks the runner And now here comes the pitch. Inside. One ball and no strikes. The crowd on hand. Last time I was at Cavs, we had a good powwow afterwards talking about the good old days. 1-0 pitch. Strike called on the batter. One ball and one strike. Tried to wrestle Mark Schmidt before we get out of here. One ball and one strike. Runner leads. Zamzo by a couple of bases at second base. The 1-1 offering. Foul down the third base line on the ground for strike two. One ball and two strikes. I bought some Cracker Jacks for a snack today. I like to have a little snack as I'm driving along. And, boy, their prizes stink anymore. 1-2 offering. Swing and a miss. And there is one away. So there is strikeout number four today for Nathan Bauer. And the batter, Will Mikulski. I mean, he used to be able to get, like, I don't know, something that was halfway decent, maybe a little bit of a bottle or a whistle or something, but anymore it's a piece of, yeah, it's like a tattoo or a, yeah, peel-off tattoo. Here's the pitch upstairs for ball. I put the tattoo on, I might look cool, but... No, I think it says something about an arcade game. It's like you peel it off and it's like some temple game. I don't know. 1-0 pitch. Foul out of play. One ball and one strike. I don't even think the prizes in breakfast cereal anymore. They amount to much. Used to be able to maybe get something halfway decent from time to time. Now I think you got to send in a proof of purchase seal or something. Back to action. Mikulski with a 1-1 count. Bauer checks the runner at second base. Here's the pitch. Popped up right field side, right toward Kyle Huber. He's coming in a couple of steps, and he's got it. Runner tags. Here comes a throw all the way to third base. Going to be close, and they didn't get him. Sliding in is Zamzo, who advances on the fly ball. So Huber, a pretty good accurate throw over to Cedric Little Bear. The runner arrives in time, and Drew Pistol will be the batter. So Wisconsin Dells has that tying run at third base now for Pistol, who grounded out to third base his first time up. Top of three, 1-0 Cazenovia. Damsel at third base. Bauer with a pitch outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Now, Cracker Jacks are good. Baseball and Cracker Jacks, right? One ball, no strike. Swing and a piece of it. 1-1. That used to be kind of a staple. I don't know if they sold that at ball games. I don't remember ever buying Cracker Jacks at a ball game. But peanuts, certainly. Salted on the shell peanuts. Go to a Brewer game. I would always buy those. And June would always complain that I made such a mess because there were peanuts and holes and things all over the place. One ball, one strike. Pistol is back in. Bauer checks the runner at third. The pitch, curveball, just missed. Count goes to 2-1. I like Fiddle Faddle, too. That's almost better than Cracker Jacks. Doesn't last as long, though. They don't put much in those boxes. 2-1 offering. Outfield playing fairly deep. Here's the pitch. Pop, right field side. It's drifting toward the trees. And that ball is going to get out of play. Strike two on Pistol. Two baseball coming out for Nathan Bauer. Jazz getting a run on a couple of hits so far. No runs and three hits for Wisconsin Dell. We're back for the two ball and two strike count. Olin sets up the target. Two balls, two strikes. Bauer with the pitch. Curve is outside. Count goes full now. Three balls and two strikes. Summer League baseball underway for a few schools. I saw Ithaca completed a couple of games this week, Tuesday night. Full count offering. That's outside. Ball four. He walked him, and Mistel is aboard. So there are two on, two away in the third for Dylan Stein. Stein with a base hit last time. So the left-handed batter makes his way in. Again, that tying run at third base. Go-ahead run at first base. Two away in the top of the third inning. Bauer checks both runners. Now comes the stretch. Now throw to first, and it's not in time. To the first. Meant business over there trying to pick off the runner. So they'll get the ball back to Bauer, and Stein will step in. Keep them trying to get out of the inning without any damage here. Takes a long time. And the pitch. It's called a strike. Runner going to second. It's a stolen base for Mistel. So runners at second and third now for the Dells. Base hit away from possibly tying or taking the lead now. Nothing in one on Stein. Bauer with the pitch. Ripped down the line. Left field side. Foul and out of play. It goes as strike two. And the race is on. Ooh, down the line. Who's going to get there? A two young men and a young lady. Going after that loose ball down the line. Oh, and they tackle each other. Nothing in two. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball in front of the plate. There's trouble. Now it bounces foul outside at first. Olin lets it go a couple of steps. It back to the pitcher, and the batter is still alive. Cleanup hitter Brady Henry due next. If Stein can reach base, runners at second and third here at the top of the third inning. Bauer looking in for the target. Nothing in two. He works on the batter, and it's called strike three, and that will do it for Wisconsin Dells. Five strikeouts through three innings for Nathan Bauer. In the inning, no runs, and another hit for the Dells. No errors, two left on. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Cazenovia leads it 1-0 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Get the laundry pair that you could use to conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the extra-large lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV and Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Visit Town & Country TV and Appliance at 2490 Highway 14 East, next to Goodwill in Richland Center, or shop online at townandcountryrc.com.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Kyle Huber leads off the bottom of the third inning, and here comes the pitch. Going to be outside for a ball. Huber, then Landon Olsen, and in the top of the order, Colton Greenwood for the Cavs Reds, leading it 1-0. Bottom of three in night league action. Field is in good shape. Got a little rain here and there, just enough to kind of dampen the soil. This one is outside. Count goes to 2-1. In areas not too far away, we would probably not be playing a game tonight, but here in northern Richland County, not much, if anything. Late afternoon and early evening. 2-1 offering from Stein. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Two balls and two strikes. Our engineer, Tim Bede, telling us about some of the great prizes at Cracker Jack through the years. Man, they used to really do it well. Ooh, inside pitch, hit the batter, and Huber is aboard for the Cavs Reds. So Kyle, hit by a pitch, will trot down to first base, and here comes Landon Olsen. That used to be whistles and decoder rings, cool things like that. More to paper. Now, Pat here in the booth tells me that they sell Cracker Jack peanuts separately. I didn't know that. You can buy them separately. I wonder if they taste the same. Because they don't give you very many in a box of Cracker Jacks, and those peanuts are good. Pitch is called a strike on Olsen, nothing in one. Kind of the burnt peanut, if you will. So I'll have to check those out and see if they taste the same. Sometimes, you know, the sweet with the peanut that gives it that unique flavor. And if you don't have the sweet Cracker Jacks, I don't know. Nothing in one. Pitch is outside. Throw back to first. Not in time. Close, though. Huber back in head first. And the count goes to 1-1. Olsen back in. It's kind of like the rye crisps in the snack mix. You buy those separate, they don't taste the same. There's no, I don't know what it is, but they don't taste the same. 1-1. Here's the pitch. Late swing, and it's strike two. One ball and two strikes to the batter. As with a couple of hits today, they've been out hit, but they lead in the important spot on the scoreboard. Stein eyes the runner at first base. Now back to the plate. Here's the pitch, high and outside. Count goes to 2-2. Bottom of the order, trying to set the table for the top of the order for the Reds with nobody out in the bottom of the third. Buck sets up the target. Here's the pitch. That one is low. Pull up now on the batter. Stein trying to find the range here for the Dells. Field at double play depth. 2 offering is called strike three. There is one away. That'll be the second strikeout now for Dylan Stein. Back to the top of the order, the designated hitter, Colton Greenwood. That's opposite Nathan Sigg, who is playing center field today, but not batting for Casanova. Runner remains at first base. Here's the pitch by Stein. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. I presume you can buy Cracker Jacks at the Major League ballparks. I'm guessing they probably cost about $20. Nothing in one. There's a swinging strike. Nothing in two. Everything always looks so good when you're at those Major League parks. And you know, you got to keep in mind, well, it's, you know, you don't do it every day. It's a vacation. It's, you know, a treat for yourself. Nothing in two. The pitch is down low and out. Loops by the catcher. Runner going late. Throw to second. They got him, says the umpire. Huber going late on a passed ball, and a throw by Buck got the runner for out number two. The batter, back up. Golden Greenwood. So a 1-2 count now. It's two away in the bottom of the third. Here's the pitch. Popped up behind the home plate and out of play. Many times, though, when I buy something at a major league ballpark, I'm disappointed. Some of the snacks, you know, you see somebody walk by and you're like, oh, I got to have that. Oh. And you spend $20 and it's like, oh, this kind of stinks. Like, I bought ice cream in one of those little helmets once. And I waited in line and I was sorry. There's a bitch fouled off because whatever happened, it wasn't mixed up very well and it tasted like nothing but chemicals. So there was something clearly wrong with it. And I had wasted like an inning and a half waiting for it. And I went back to take it back and complain. And I'm like, I looked at the line and I'm like, eh, oh well. Sorry, threw it away. Guess I didn't really need it anyway. But sometimes those things look so good. One ball, two strikes to the batter. Here's the pitch outside. Count evens up. Garrett Granger is on deck in the hitter's circle for the Reds in the third. Stein back to work with a 2-2 offering. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. They got him, and that'll do it. Two strikeouts in the inning for Dylan Stein. He's got three for the game. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. We go to the fourth in Cazenovia. The Reds won, the Rivermen nothing on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Your car does more than take you from point A to point B. It helps you navigate through life with those you love by your side. We are here to provide the protection you need on that journey while helping you get a great value for your money. With auto insurance coverage from Julie Karen State Farm, you can count on competitive prices, efficient claim service, around-the-clock support, convenient access, financial strength and integrity, and personalized service from a company and agency you can trust. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
We are having the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle again this year. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Maroqua Hills Golf Course. You can't be the winner if you don't buy a ticket. Get your ticket today. Just $10 per ticket. This could be your year.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Brady Henry in against Nathan Bauer, leading off the fourth inning, and a swinging strike. Henry will be followed by Dylan Bargans and Peyton Steiner. 1-0 Cazenovia Reds leading here in Night League HTL action tonight. Filmy with you on a Thursday night, live in Cazenovia. Here comes Bauer, ready, and the pitch popped. No, bounce back toward the pitcher. Nice play by Bauer. Plant throws and got him. One away, Dylan Bargans will be the batter. He singled last time for the Rivermen. So he will stand in. Timeout for the plate to be swept. Bargans and then Steiner in the top of the fourth inning. He is ready to roll, and Bauer set to work. Umpire back into the spot, and from the windup, here's the pitch. Little curve, it is going to be called a ball. One ball and no strikes. School baseball season wrapping up officially last week with the state tournament. Championships 1 week ago. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. 2-0. Now lots of high school sport news, including burning down the shot clock in high school basketball for the coming years. At least in the near future, it won't be a part of basketball. 2-0 pitch. Change up outside for a ball. Three balls and no strikes. Changes for wrestling, especially girls wrestling, which has been the most fastest growing sport in the state of Wisconsin. We're doing some extra regionals, especially tournaments and team scores for the girls in the coming years. Here's the ball upstairs, and Bauer walks him on four pitches, so Argans goes down to the base. Second walk given up by Nathan Bauer, and here is Peyton Steiner. He hit into a fielder's choice back in the second inning. Hunter leads at first. Bauer to the belt. And the pitch down low. One ball and no strikes, so Nathan has missed on five straight now. Trying to find the range. And one away. Top of the fourth inning. Bauer ready from the stretch and the pitch. That is down low for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Parker Jennings playing the bag at first base for the Reds. Bit of a throw. Their lead slightly. 2-0 pitch. Down low. So Bauer has missed seven straight pitches now. Three balls and no strikes. Argans gets a slight lead. Nathan takes his time for the 3-0. It is called a strike. 3-1. Buck is due next. He grounded out last time. Bell's trying to get runs across here. They've had potential go-ahead or tying runs on the bases in each inning. 3-1 pitch. Nathan deals. This one hit the right field. The right fielder back. It's well hit. It's over his head. Going to roll all the way to the fence. Argans coming around with a tying run. They've got him waved. Here comes Steiner all the way to third. We are tied at one on an RBI triple by Peyton Steiner. 1-1 ball game in Casanova. That ball just shot over the head of the right fielder, Kyle Huber. Argans scores all the way from first base, and Steiner at third with the RBI. That'll bring up John Buck. He grounded out last time, so the catcher is in. Go ahead, run at third base. Bauer to the belt. Runner gets the lead. Here is the pitch. Third ball outside. One ball and no strikes. Buck moves up on the handles a little bit. The 1-0, here it is. Swung on, bounced toward first. It'll score the run. Unassisted play by Parker Jennings. And it is the second out, but Dells takes the lead. 2-1 as Steiner scores from third base. Two away. On the RBI ground out by John Buck, and here is Clayton Teasdale. Two runs across for the Dells. Bases are cleared. Teasdale was a strikeout victim last time. Here's the pitch outside. One ball and no strikes to the hitter. We're in the top of the fourth inning, scheduled 7 to play here in Casanova tonight. Game is nearing an hour old here in Cavs, and we're at the top of the fourth. 1-0 offering. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Bauer gets the ball back. Bolin hitting the glove target. 2-0 offering. Here's the pitch to Teasdale. It's bounced in front of the plate. Coming on the third baseman. Nice play. Little Bear pitch throws and late at first base. Teasdale beats out an infield single. And then Zach Zamzow, the runner at first base. Damzo with a double his last time up. Two outs. Two runs are in the fourth inning. Bauer trying to get out of it in the top of the fourth. Here's the pitch. Runner going. It is a strike. Throw to second base. Close play. They got him. I'm telling you, that Houston Bolin has got quite the cannon arm from the home plate on one knee. Threw out the runner who had a great jump for out number three, and that will do it here in the inning. Two runs across, and they do it with a couple of base hits. RBI triple by Peyton Steiner. There was a walk in there as well. No errors and none left aboard. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's Wisconsin Dells leading it 2-1 now over Cazenovia on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Looking for a great part-time or introductory job? Join the House on the Rock Resort Hotel team. They have exciting housekeeping positions open. Public area housekeeping. Multiple hotel room cleaning positions. Second shift houseperson. Enjoy on-the-job training and fun perks. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201. Or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 935-3639, extension 1201. Or visit houseontherock.com. Don't miss out. Join them today.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is a one-stop power sports center with a commitment to quality customer service. It starts when you step in the door, and it never ends as long as you're a customer. From a snowblower to clear a short in-town driveway, to a UTV to enjoy a ride with family and friends, to a new Polaris slingshot, Triumph motorcycle, or hard-working Mahindra tractor, and a whole lot more. Jay's Power Center is a one-stop shop. Visit jayspowercenter.com or stop in today at Jay's Power Center, East Main Street, Reedsburg.
Welcome back to Cazenovia. Pitching change for Wisconsin Dells as Dylan Bargans is now in, working, and takes over for Dylan Stein. Stein works a total of three innings here this evening, and he strikes out a total of three batters along the way, gives up two hits and a run for Cazenovia. So some defensive changes for the Rivermen. First batter that Bargans will face is Garrett Granger. He'll be followed by Nathan Bauer and Monty Jennings. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Cavs trailing for the first time tonight. Pleased to have you along as we broadcast live from Cazenovia. Tim Feed, our engineer, for HTL action tonight. Garrett Granger walked back in the first inning. Is in against Bargans, and we are ready. Dylan from the windup, and here comes the pitch, and it's called a ball. One ball and no strikes. Bargans ready. There's the pitch. That one is high. Two balls and no strikes. Bell's going from the left-hander to the right-hander for their second pitcher tonight. 2-0 offering is called a strike. Two balls and a strike. Danger Bauer and Monty Jennings in the fourth for the red. Here's the pitch. That's called a strike. Two balls and two strikes. Some inside pitches. A couple of balls and a couple of strikes. Here's the pitch. check swing at a ball outside. And the count goes full now. Footy on. No outs in the bottom of the fourth. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul tip held out to by Buck, the catcher, for a strikeout. There is one away for Nathan Bauer. Bauer grounded out back in the first inning. Couple of swings and he'll stand in now. Bottom of four in Cazenovia. The Reds have an out hit here today. 4-2. There's a chopper down the line. Nice play by Zamzo. Knocks it down, but it's going to go as a base hit as Bauer rounds first and holds and looks. Zamzo, just to get a glove on it, was pretty amazing. Bauer going the opposite way, gets a base hit. The third of the night for the Reds. Here comes Monty Jennings, the extra hitter who walked and scored back in the second inning. He'll check the sign at third base and make his way in. Reds this year getting co-management duties with Jason Greenwood and Nick Stittleberg, who's the general manager. This one fouled back for a strike. Nothing in one. Reds leadership, again, with a fairly young ball club. Bodes well for the future. Bauer gets a big lead at first base now, held on by Steiner. Here's the pitch. That one is called upstairs. One ball and one strike. One away. Runner leads at first. And the 1-1 offering is high for ball two. Two and one to the hitter. Argan's back to work. Here's the pitch. That's a strike. 2-2. Three batters named Jennings in a row for Cazenovia. Here's the pitch. Check swing. Low. Ball three. Full count. 3-2 to Monty. Bauer back with a slight lead at first base. Argans with the payoff pitch. And here it is. Outside, he walked him. Jennings coaxes a walk. Bauer to second. Monty Jennings at first base for Isaac Jennings, who singled last time. Isaac also stole a base. Made it to third base before the inning ended last time. That was in the second. Here we are, bottom of the fourth. Runners lead at first and second for the Reds, right back at it, trying to get something going. There's a chopper foul outside of third. Strike one. Tying run at second. Go-ahead run at first for the Reds in the bottom of the fourth inning. Argans working from the stretch. Vidal's playing for a force at 1-2-3. Here's the pitch. Curveball, strike call. Nothing in two. Argan's taking one across there. 0-2 offering. Here's the pitch. Pop well to left field. The left fielder back. That ball is off the fence in left field, and the Reds are going to score to tie and maybe take the lead. Bauer is in. Jennings is in. It's a double for Isaac Jennings. And the Reds lead it. 3-2. How about that? That one didn't miss getting out of here by a whole lot. Bauer and Monty Jennings in the dugout now. Isaac Jennings at second base. A double. Two RBIs. He's 2-for-2 tonight. And the hitter will be Parker Jennings. Parker flew out to left field his previous time up. Still only one away. Here's the pitch. Ripped toward third. Foul ball. Just this side of the bag. And the count goes to nothing and one. Reds battle back and back in the lead here. A two-hit inning so far. And then taking advantage of a walk 0-1 from Vargas. Here's the pitch. That one is high. One ball and one strike. Houston Boland in the hitter's circle for the Reds. Here's the pitch. Popped up. Should be playable. They don't see it right away. Now the third baseman coming down the line, and he's got it. Damso makes the play for out number two. That will bring up Houston Boland, who had an RBI single up the middle last time. Isaac Jennings remains at second base. Two away in the fourth inning for the Cavs Reds. Dylan Vargas awaiting his catcher to take the spot. And here we go. Buck with a target up. And the pitch ripped towards second. Caught by the second baseman, Henry. Line drive for out number three off the bat of Houston Boland. And that will do it. The Reds come back to take the lead. Two runs on two base hits. There were no errors in one left on. We go to the fifth. Cazenovia leading 3-2 over Wisconsin Dells here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Walsh's Ace is now your one-stop shop for all your car key needs. Whether it's making a new key, a new remote, giving your current remote a facelift, or even getting a new proximity key, Walsh's Ace can do it all. Stop in and see what they can do for you. Walsh's Ace can cut and program keys and fobs that cover approximately 92% of all cars on the road. Walsh's program keys on site and can save you up to 60% off dealership prices. Stop in to check it out at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center and at Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful heart.
Wilkinson Auction Company is a company that other auctioneers hire to sell their property. Their auctioneers and auction staff are frequently asked to work at other companies' auctions because of well-run auctions and get top dollar for property. Tyler Wilkinson is a licensed attorney on staff and can focus on real estate sales and the legal aspects of the company with estate planning. Tyler has the experience helping sellers navigate complicated transactions. Wilkinson Auction and Realty, Muscadet, Spring Green, and Columbus. WilkinsonAuctions.com.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electric message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. BL Signs, 647-0149.
Zach Zambo leads off the top of the fifth inning, and here's the pitch. It is a ball. Nathan Bauer on the mound for his fifth inning of work. Zamzel will be followed by Luke Mikulski, and then the top of the order, Will Mikulski. 3-2, Cavs leading, top of five here on WRCO Sports. From the windup, here comes the pitch. That ball is low and inside, and it is 2-0. Samzo with a double last time. Bauer looking in, and here comes the windup. 2-0 is going to be bounced toward third. Little Bear waits on it, comes up with a nice throw across the diamond, and there is one away. Over to Parker Jennings, one up, one down in the fifth inning, and here is Luke Mikulski. He is a strikeout victim. Last time up. Good to have you along. Sounds like the Brewers are underway tonight as well, so rare opportunity for us to be on before the Brewers, and we've got a long way to go in their game. From the windup, here's the pitch, and that is called a strike. Nothing in one. To the hitter. Left-handed batter. Power is set to work. Here's the pitch down low. 1-1. Be a little foggy tonight. Should be all right to get the game in this evening. Told the story before about playing on foggy nights. Softball, and you could lie whether you caught the ball or not. Just hit your glove. Got it. Nobody would argue. 1-1, the pitch is going to be chopped toward the middle, and a diving play by Jennings knocks it down, but it'll be a base hit. Luke Michalski with a hit for the Dells. That is hit number six tonight. One on, one away for Will Michalski. He has been a strikeout victim, and he has flown out. So a runner at first base. Johnson Dells right back to work now with a tying run aboard. Howard taking his time now, throws to first, and that business on the throw. The runner is back in time. Head first slide by Michalski. And they'll take it back to pitcher. Hunter again with a slight lead. Throw to first again. Oh, that's got to be close. I think they got him. Yes, nice throw by Bauer over to Parker Jennings, and they pick the runner off of first base. Great play. Two away now. The base runner is erased. Kalski looking to try and get something going here. With two away, Bauer trying to take him down. From the windup, here's the pitch. Curve is outside. One ball and no strikes. Bauer from the windup. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Inside, ball two. Bauer with a one-run lead again. Second time leading in this ballgame. Still a ways to go. 2-0 pitch, popped up, and the center fielder coming on and looking and now hauling it in. Nathan Sigg hauls it in for out number three. That will do it in the inning for Wisconsin Dells. No runs and a base hit, no errors, none left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Cazenovia 3, Wisconsin Dells 2. Night League Home Talent Baseball from WRCO Sports.
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Hi, this is John from Napa. This month, we're celebrating 20 years with Napa and Richland Center. We want to take this moment to thank you, our customers. We realize you have a choice where you can buy your parts or small engine parts and more, and we appreciate each and every one of you. We have enjoyed being locally owned and committing to helping the area with donating to area fundraisers, and we look forward to many more years to come to serve you. Thank you and have a great day. Napa know-how.
You can't win the Schmidt Woodland Hills 50-50 cash raffle unless you buy a ticket. Tickets are now on sale and are just $10 each this year. This year could be the best raffle yet. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Garen's State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louis Bar in Yuba and Turbo's in Hub City. The drawing will be July 18th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing.
Leading off in the bottom of the fifth inning for the Cavs Reds, Cedric Little Bear. He'll be followed by Brady McGlynn and Kyle Huber. 3-2, Cazenovia leading the Dells here in Cazenovia tonight. Dylan Bargan's on for his second inning of work for the Rivermen. And here's the pitch, and that's a strike. Nothing in one. But a few of the night league games for Caz played on Friday night. That was the original plan for us, but it was moved again sometime in the early days. Here's a high fly to left field, and it is caught by Teasdale. There is one up and one down. Little Bear flies out. That'll bring up Brady McGlynn. Brady, a strikeout victim, back in the second inning. Just a little bit of a breeze now. That beautiful American flag in right center field. Just fluttering just a little bit at the shallow. Margans with the pitch, bunted foul, third base side, nothing in one. There is just a little bit of a, maybe a little bit of a fog out there. Either that or my glasses need clean. But you think, Jeffrey? Yeah. My glasses are dirty, but there's a little bit of a hint of haze out there tonight. Nothing in one. The pitch outside for a ball. One and one. Sometimes you go to clean your glasses and don't realize how dirty they are. They are. So you. Okay. For how long have I been walking around like that? Here's one down low for a ball. Two and one to McGlynn. Argans looking through the web. Now deals. This one chopped toward first. Hot shot. Fair ball down the line for McGlynn. He'll round and look and hold there with a one-out single. Boy, hot shot. Steiner was fully extended there on the first base side. Diving in there. Looked like he got it with the tip of his glove, but it was down into the right field area a little ways there after a hit. And we've got Kyle Huber coming up with one away, a runner at first base for the Cavs Red. Cavs with several special events coming up here in the coming days. I know they did a benefit for Brian Alvin's family last Sunday. Here's one fouled back for a strike. Nothing in one. Red's benefit game coming up on Saturday, June 29th at 3 for Cindy Deidelhoff. Middleton versus Casanova. All concession proceeds, 50-50 raffles, go to the family. Chopper up the middle, base hit. Rounding and looking second base is McGlynn. Kyle Huber has a base hit. And the Reds' fifth continues. Two aboard with one away. And the hitter will be Landon Olson. Olson, a strikeout victim last time. Two aboard, one away. Bottom of five here in Cavs. Reds leading 3-2. With some pretty good bat on the ball tonight. That is hit number six. Argans ready. There's the deal. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one to the hitter. Hunter's leading at one and two. Argans is set. Here's the pitch. Late swing, and it's strike two. Out went fairly quickly. Now a couple of singles. Runners on and an 0-2 pitch to Landon Olson. Argans backs off the rubber. Now looks the runner back at second base. Olson had stepped out. He is in and ready. Argans to the plate with the 0-2. Swing and a miss. And there are two outs. Argans now with two strikeouts and coming out in relief for Dylan Stein. And the batter will be the DH, Colton Greenwood. Greenwood today has flown out to right field, and he was a strikeout victim. Batting in the fifth inning now. McGlynn at second, Huber at first. The stretch and the pitch. Low. Nice block by Buck, the catcher. One ball and no strikes. Hunters back to their bags. 1-0 count. Here's the pitch to Colton. It is called a strike. Off the outside corner. One and one. Here comes the 1-1, the stretch, and the pitch. It's outside. 2-1 to Colton Greenwood. Runner going late to third, and they got him. Brady McGlynn slides into the tag for out number three. Try to take a stolen base late, and that will do it for the Reds. No runs and a couple of hits. There were no errors in one. Left on. We go to the sixth inning. 3-2, Casanova leads Wisconsin Dells in hometown of baseball from WRCO Sports.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single-origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainability.